Okay. Special session. Special session's been called to order. Roll call, please, Ms. Ford.
Chairman Highlander.
Here.
Vice Chairman Jones.
Here.
Mr. Galloway.
Here.
Mrs. Lennon.
Here.
Mrs. Robinson.
Here.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Testerman.
Here.
Mrs. Thurman.
Here.
Mr. Wingate.
Here.
Mr. Anderson. Interim Superintendent Kelly.
Here.
Thank you. We have a vote on the approval for the FY2018 budget presentation to the County Commission. Christy Jordan, Dr. Kelly, would you all like to discuss this before we have a motion and second? Ms. Jordan? Let me say, too, in conjunction with the request made last week, Ms. Jordan and our staff have put in tremendous numbers of hours. And I very much appreciate the hard work, not just Ms. Jordan, she's of course headed it up, but Dr. Kelly and the different assistant superintendents and directors have put a tremendous amount of work into that. For that, we are very appreciative. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you. School board approval is recommended for the FY18 budget presentation of the County Commission. The recommendation you have before you tonight provides the board adopt a balanced general purpose operating budget. It would be balanced using our projected available revenue of $372,227,943 plus fund balance of $590,108. In addition, it is further recommended that the board request County Commission consideration of additional funding for high priority needs of $24,520,018. So the budget notebook that you have had before, Section A will be changed and the balanced budget will be in there. The balanced budget will be the $372,818,051. And then behind that, there will be the multi-column list of priorities. Last week, the board requested that the staff work to divide the needs, the 24 million needs, into a priority list. And so you have before you priority 1, 2, and 3. We have divided it into those lists, and I'll be available for any questions.
If anyone has any questions going down through the balanced budget, basically what we have been able to, what we're recommending in the balanced budget is an increase for reoccurring retention of teachers under our great teachers and great leaders. And also I will state that last Thursday the board did approve contracts for ABM, for Durham, and for contract bus drivers. So when we look at those two categories, that will, along with the money that we have to pay for the charter schools, will consume the growth that we have, and that will provide us with a balanced budget using the $590,000 that Ms. Jordan referenced coming out of fund balance.
If I could add to the great teachers, great leaders, I've given the board members and some of the staff something a friend of mine printed for me. I pulled offline salary comparisons, Hamilton County, Bradley County, Cleveland City, Knox County. You all board members have this. And Rutherford County, Murfreesboro City, Nashville Metro. In addition to that, I will say that all the North Georgia counties surrounding us pay substantially more, and we know that most teachers do not do this for to become wealthy, and we understand that. But also, it's not fair for us to treat them in an inferior manner, and I think we have some great teachers. We need to recruit more great teachers and retain the ones we have. In addition to these, our neighbor, Polk County, has 300 less than us first year, but after that, they exceed us all the way through. And I'm real concerned that some of our good young teachers that need to be recruited may go other areas, and I'm real concerned. So,
yeah, I got that.
Ms. Ford, do we need to go ahead and
have the amount. Oh, there it is.
Second, any further discussion? Okay.
You have to have a motion and a second.
Have a motion and a second, and then we'll have board discussion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do we have the motion? Does anyone make the motion to approve this?
Move that we approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Joe
and
Joe.
Discuss.
Thank you very much. Now, we're open for discussion. I believe it was Ms. Thurman or Ms. Robinson first.
I think Ms. Robinson was first. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I have just a few questions going through the new budget as well as the priority list. I also want to tell you thank you so much for all the work that you've spent on this budget. I know how hard it is, and I also know how important funding is for our system. So I appreciate you all working with us and thinking through how we put this together in the right way. Okay, so the first one, priority one list, there was 600,000, I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but 600,000 in new teacher pay or funding for professional education. It looks like that was taken away out of the priority one suggested budget. Am I looking at that correctly? Like at one point there was about 600,000.
You may be looking at the instructional resources, teacher and admin support. We had $1.2 million altogether. When we divided up our priorities, we put half of it in priority one, half of it in priority two. That included more than new teacher development. A good portion of that was on new teachers.
Okay.
But we also included summer literacy labs. We included specific training for literacy or numeracy or, you know, specifics on that. And then we had some items in there that included supplies. Once the teachers completed the training, they would receive instructional supplies to take back to their classroom. So this was a combination of things to develop not only the new teachers but existing teachers.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to better understand that dollar amount. Engaged students, that category, there's $1.65 million dedicated to technology. My general thoughts around that, I fully support more technology. I'm just wondering if at some point it makes more sense for that to really be in the base budget versus a priority list, and have you guys thought through that? I mean, because really, at the end of the day, this technology is replacing textbooks, is it not?
Yeah.
That's not right, let me know.
And some of this is terminology, but the base budget, the board has a starting point, which we call the base budget. If there is anything whatsoever that is added, regardless of the critical nature of the item, it has to go in addition, just like Dr. Kelly referred to contracts that we've already signed. Well, yes, that will become part of next year's base budget.
That's what I was looking for.
Yep. This year, because it's in addition, we want the board to clearly see everything that is not existing right at this moment. And the $1,650,000 is half of the $3.3 million of student technology devices. We really had a great business plan for the $3.3 million. What that would have done is enable us in 4 years' time, we would have been able to have one-to-one devices across the board for all students. And it would have enabled us to replenish fresh devices a quarter every year. Okay. So we had a stable, solid replenishment plan in there. But if we cannot get the $3.3 million, we felt then at least let's get $1,650,000 in priority one, because we've got to have some devices for not only testing, but, you know, we've got to have more student devices, not just for testing, but for instruction.
Great. Yeah, sounds like we're on the same page. My last question, because I've had a number of questions just in general from just people talking to me about the budget throughout the week, is about the spend on charter schools. And I'm mostly asking because I just want the public to understand that line item. So would you mind just to talk to us about the increase for charter?
Yes, ma'am. The school systems always provide the funding for the charter schools. This is the way the state law works. Yep. Whatever state and local funding that Hamilton County Department of Education receives, the charter schools are entitled to that exact per pupil amount. And so their funding flows through our LEA because they're part of they're part of Hamilton County.
Okay. Thank you. Again, people have asked about that. I just wanted so that the public and the media can hear that, to hear an explanation. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things, and I'm about ready to make some people angry, but it's never stopped me before, and so it probably won't stop me this time. I'm having a hard time. How much raise did we give the teachers last year?
2%.
2%. And this year it's going to be?
The 3%.
Well, you know, like I say, I hear us talking, you're talking about $7.8 million, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And we're talking about we need our students need one-on-one computers. That's $3.3 million. You know how I feel about student fees. I would like to see more money for student fees. I'm sorry, but like I say, not everybody in this town gets this kind of raises. You get 2%, 5%. Most people are just glad to maintain the job that they have. And I'm not saying that teachers aren't important, and I don't, and I, you know, hairdressers are important too, but I can't increase my, you know, I can't increase my clients' costs like this. You know, I'm just having a hard time that we talk about, you know, the schools are about students. Are the schools really about students? If they're about students, if we're going to have one-on-one computers at the cost of $3.3 million, you say, and they're going to have it for testing, I mean, that's important stuff. And I'm just having a real hard time with giving teachers raise when we have parents still having to come up with thousands of dollars, and over $1,000 in some cases, to get their kids in a free public education. And having, you know, not being able to test properly, the teachers are really having to scramble around and find computers to test kids on. And sometimes instead of taking 2 days to test, it's taking them 4 days because we don't have enough computers to test all the students. And I'm just wondering where our priorities are. We are not an arm of the teachers union. So that is not our job. Their job is to negotiate with what we can come up with if we have the additional funds or if we're going to get additional money. But that is just a big hunk of change to go $7.8 million for raises when we have so many needs in the schools. And I can understand that the teachers want more money, don't we all? But that's one of the things that I have a real problem with. And also the $500,000 for the phones, that seemed to be on the priority two list. I thought we already told the schools we were going to take care of that. See, I'm having a problem with this. The principals were already, are we taking that away from them after we said that we were going to do that, and now we're not going to do it? Or
okay, we're going to, this is a request for us to pay the entire phone bill for the schools. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay a portion of it, but unless we, you know, can get additional funds.
Well, see, if we don't give the schools additional funds, then they go to the parents for more fees. This is the way this thing works. And this is what we've been doing for years. We keep taking away things like this, and then the parents and everybody are having to pick up on the other end, or principals are having to scramble around because we took away their vending machines. We took away all of this other stuff, and now principals are having to scramble around for money, and I just don't like doing this to principals in school in our schools.
The funds that we have, it should enable us not to have the phone bills go up. In other words, the phone bill that they paid this year should be comparable to the phone bill they paid next year. However, the phone bill for the system is going to be higher.
Yeah, but like I said, when we talked about this before, we were going to pay the schools so the schools wouldn't have to pay their phone bills, and now it looks like that's in priority two. I think that ought to be in priority one. Like I said, I'm just having a problem with this big number, $7.8 million. Like I say, if it's about the students, let's make it about the students. If it's not, why don't we quit lying? You know, that's just where I'm coming from. My priority is making sure that all of our students have what they need to test, what they need to do some of their classes. Like Tiffany said, we have to have computers for these kids because computers are replacing textbooks, thank God. I'll be glad when the textbook companies go bankrupt. But there, you know, we're going to have to start looking. And if we're getting, you talk about teachers going elsewhere, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but we're hemorrhaging students in a lot of cases, and it's going to continue because we don't have everything that the students need. So that's just my thinking. So I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but that's my thought.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Smith?
Let me first echo what you said earlier, Mr. Chairman. What a great job that Christy and all you guys did of putting this document together, and I think that we're giving our county commission exactly what they asked for, a balanced budget with our list of critical, very critical needs. And just to piggyback what Ms. Thurman just said, I just want to visit one little piece, and maybe the appropriate thing to do is even put it in the form of an amendment. So, Christy, for just a second, under building our values, culture, climate, communications, under that section there, at the priority 2 line item, you see that, 1 million? I think that it would be helpful, and I think it would really address some of the things that Ms. Thurman just talked about, if we could move that 1 million from priority 2 to priority 1. Because as I understand it, and I certainly will stand to be corrected, but that money goes directly to the schools, and they have some autonomy with regard to how they spend that money. And yeah, I can see where that monies could be very valuable to principals and in helping to overcome some of these fees and some of these other things that Rhonda just, or Ms. Thurman just spoke to. So I want to do that. I want to just put that out there in the form of a motion to amend that one simple item, Mr. Chairman, to take that $1 million that's now under priority 2 and just moving it to the left to priority 1. That would be my motion.
Point of privilege, please, of explanation on this. So now, are you suggesting that right now we're, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Jordan, but we're priority 1 is approximately $12 million. Priority 2 is a little less than 7. Priority 3 to less than 5. So are you asking that we increase priority 1 from $12 million to $13
million? That's exactly what I'm asking, okay. And then that would decrease priority 2. But even more importantly is that it will absolutely meet some of the needs that Ms. Thurman spoke to. And I'd really like to see those principals, when they have some autonomy and they know what their needs are. And I think it could be helpful to those principals. We just move that over to the left. Okay. That's my motion.
Correct me, Counselor, is this an appropriate amendment at this time?
Amended motion will need a second.
Okay, do we have a second for the amended motion?
I second.
Okay, now discussion on the amendment.
Okay, I don't have a problem with moving that there, but what I would like to see is this put under the balanced budget. So we don't have to wait to get even additional money to be able to do those things. This is why I'm having a problem. I think we need to move the 7.8 over to priority 1, move some of these things that we need under the balanced budget. So that way we know we're going to get, and if we get additional money from the county commission, then we can give the raise if we get additional money. If not, we're going to be sure that our students at least are getting what they need. And the principals are getting what they need to run their schools. That's what I would like to see. I would like to see those things under the balanced budget part instead of putting the teachers first and then the students next. And if we get a little bit extra, then we'll give the students what they need. I think we have this thing bass-ackwards. I think we need to be being sure that the schools have what they need, the students have what they need, the principals have what they need, and if there's something else, if we get additional money, then we can do that. I know that usually don't sell well because, you know, and I think that's the reason they do it this way, because that way we're going to leave the poor, pitiful kids without computers and maybe tug at the heartstrings, but I don't like doing business that way.
Thank you, ma'am. Dr. Kelly?
The reason you're looking at the amount there for the teachers, over the last 2 years, the governor has provided 10% in terms of money coming from the state to for teacher raises. We gave 2 last year, and if we do nothing this year out of the 10%, we would be only giving 2% to our teachers when the governor has had an expectation that a portion of that money would be going to teachers. So that's the reason we have it in there this year at 3%.
So they've given us extra money, so really even the additional money that we're going to get then shouldn't cover that if the state's given us the money. I mean, the state has given us money for the raise. So if we're getting growth money, then where's the growth money? You see what I'm saying? I mean, if the state's giving us this money, then we shouldn't be have to. It should already be added into our budget without having for us having to. It should be.
So last year, Ms. Thurman, the state gave us. We got about $10 million from the state, and we used 2% of that to give a raise, or we gave the teachers a 2% raise. This year, you're not getting as much from the state, but you're getting some more from the state. And again, the governor has requested that go towards salaries. He's not requiring that it goes towards salaries, right, but he is strongly suggesting that it goes towards salaries because he wants Tennessee to move up the salary rank for teachers and teachers' pay. That is what Dr. Kelly was saying.
Okay. I believe Ms. Lennon is next.
I'm just going to have to disagree with Ms. Thurman because I feel like our students have to have great teachers. That is one of the things that we have talked about. And in order for them to do the testing in the classrooms, in order for them to do the things that they need to do for our students, and you can look at the graph that we have, our Hamilton County is at the bottom of the pay scale for teacher education. So, I mean, for our teachers. So we just have got to have better teachers or the best teachers in the classrooms for our children. That's just, I just think that it's, you know, we're going to recruit better teachers, and we spend a lot of time on our transportation and making increasing pay for our transportation, and we have to do the same for our teachers.
Okay, now can you restate, Ms. Ford, the amended motion?
Mr. Smith moved to amend the budget to move the $1 million from, I didn't write down specifically.
Priority 2 to priority 1, is that correct?
Yeah, I've got that, but I want to put exactly what it's from. Instructional resources for schools in the block grant from priority 2 to priority 1.
And increase the priority 1 from $12 million to $13
million. Correct. That would
ballpark,
increase.
Ballpark, roughly. Okay.
And it would decrease priority 2.
Okay. We'll call for the vote then.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
Yes.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
I'm going to say yes, but I want to clarify that every dollar we add to priority one cuts down our opportunity to get commission approval, but I will say yes. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Next order of business. Okay. The next order of business is to pass the budget. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. If that's, you want to take over here, Mr. Smith? Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to let you if you want to. Okay. Now, with the amendment, the next order of business is that we call for the vote. With the amendment. Ms. Ford?
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Regretfully, yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
No.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
Yes. Thanks, sir. Anything else, sir, Mr. Smith, before we need to go to the next? Next, we have a motion for the approval request of the charter school, Chattanooga Preparatory School. Mr. Zach Brown.
Chairman Highlander, you have in front of you the scoring rubric for the Chattanooga Preparatory School. The school has amended their original submission to address all of our areas of concern. The Hamilton County's Charter School Committee is recommending that the board approve this charter application at this time.
Thank you. Take a motion and a second. And then
move that we approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Mr. Wingate, you have a discussion?
Sorry.
Okay. Did not. Ms. Jones?
This question is for Christy and probably Zach. One, how much is this, like, because we have to give them the per pupil spending amount that we would get for a student, right? So if they're starting out with 60 students, at about, make sure I'm doing my numbers right. You're the numbers lady. So it's like $7,008 something. So about $8,000. So we lose, and keep in mind I'm a social worker. So we're losing about
About $480,000.
Okay. See, that's right. That's why you're the numbers woman. So we lose that amount because that'll go to the students that will go to that school, correct?
And that will be in year 18-19. Nothing for this coming, nothing for the 17-18 year, but in 18-19, then if they have 60 students, then about $8,000 a student will.
And then that just increases every year as the enrollment increases.
As our revenue increases, our charter revenue increases.
Okay. Also, Zach, what is the total amount of students we have in charter schools already? Or can
we approximately have 1090 with the projection of 60 more next year to be about 1149. So approximately 1,089 students.
Okay. I just kind of want to make that public knowledge so that our community understands how much money we have to pay out that doesn't go directly into an actual public school. It goes into a public option, but it doesn't go into an actual public school. I just want the community to understand that so they understand it when they have questions like what Tiffany said some of her constituents had about why it's in our budget is because at this point, once approved, we are obligated to provide that amount of money. Okay.
So that would be $11,049 times approximately $9,200. Is that correct, Bob?
Yeah. So just if you wanted to roughly say 8,000 times 1,100 students, you're talking about $8.8 million.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Just so I think she just wanted to clarify for the general public's knowledge. Is that right?
Right. I want them to understand. So that's why I was asking that. Also, I guess, I don't know, is this a... You answer all the questions. Is that directed to you or to the?
It's fine to ask me. Yes, ma'am.
So, from my understanding, it's 6th through 12th grade. The first set of students will be only 6th graders. But in the packet, in that 261-page thing that I read this week, it states that they want to support or address the needs of students from several schools, and it went elementary, middle, and even the two high schools, Brandon and Howard, were included in that. When I was reading that, to me, it sounds like the high schools won't be impacted until maybe about 4 years from now, when we actually get to that ninth grade year.
Yes, ma'am, but they're still dealing with the same feeder pattern.
Okay.
Those three middle schools that will be affected primarily will be the Delwood, East Lake Academy, as well as Orchard Knob, but that will roll into, in year four, possibly Howard School, as well as Brainerd.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Galloway.
Yes, I'm not always for charter schools, but this looks like it might have a chance to be a good one. So I am for this, but I do want to say this for public information, and you folks that are in the know, tell me if this is no longer true. But is this not always a formality for us? I mean, well, we've denied them before, and on some that weren't so good, as it turned out, and we end up having to come back and do it again. Is that still the same?
Yeah.
Same thing? Just want folks to know that. So, you know, even if we turn them down, but I think this is one that's, in my opinion,
and
it looks like.
And Mr. Brown and his staff evaluated this, correct, and they feel like this meets all the criteria that we need. Is that
yes,
correct,
sir. We are recommending that you approve, but to answer Mr. Galloway's question, that if we felt that it still needed work or he was not recommending, the board has an option to deny, but then there's a 30 days before they can address those issues. But again, with our committee, we're suggesting or recommending approval.
Ms. Thurman, I believe next.
Yes, this is I don't have a problem with charter schools because I think parents should have a choice to send their kids to school wherever they want to send them. But this is just as a side note. This is I think this board has done a lot of this to themselves, or we've done it to ourselves by refusing to even allow the students within our own county to go to schools in the county that they want to go to. Parents are going to have themselves options. And they're going to take advantage of those options, whether it's through vouchers, charter schools, or whatever they have to do. And like I say, a lot of this we have to blame on ourselves because we do not even have the will to let parents go to school within the county and the regular public schools that we already have. So we've done a lot of this to ourselves by bringing in charter schools, and they will have 60 students next year, I guarantee it.
Thank you. Ms. Robinson?
I can't agree more with certainly what Rhonda said, that they will absolutely have 60 children the day that they open. So for the record, I'm actually going to pass on this vote just due to my relationship with the founders of the school. But I wanted to just speak publicly about what I feel is the importance of this school. This school is going to be located in Highland Park next to the CGLA, which is my district. And the kids in my district, along with Kritz's district, absolutely are looking for something unique. But more importantly, they're looking for a community to be a part of. And I think that whenever Ted and Kelly Elling and Elaine Swafford stepped forward and said that they were going to take on this initiative, I think that that was a huge opportunity for Chattanooga and for us to see people stepping out of the business community and into our world, into the education community, to take on a really big endeavor. And so my hats are off to them. I know that their hearts are in absolutely the right place. They have all the resources in the world. They don't have to do this if they don't want to, but they're doing it because they care. Their board is phenomenal. Their board has great resources, and I think that this school is going to do very, very well, and that the leadership team is going to be phenomenal. So I wanted to at least express my excitement for the school, because I unfortunately will not, you know, be in a position to vote, but I hope the board will move the right way on this.
Thank you. Mr. Testerman.
Yes, I'd just like to kind of echo a little bit of what Ms. Thurman had to say. We're in such a change with our public school fundings. We're all begging for the same dollars. We all need more, but that's not in picture for us. It's not going to happen. In charter schools that come to our community, if they have good support from local people and they have that dedication, those are the ones I will support. Those that work hard, that are part of our community at this current time, those are the ones that we need. We need a voice in our community that supports charter schools. And I'll be voting for it. I think it's a good program. But again, we're all fighting for the same dollars.
Thank you.
And it's a change coming, I'm afraid.
Thank you. No other discussion. We'll call for the vote.
Mr. Galloway?
Yes.
Mrs. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Lennon?
Yes.
Mrs. Robinson?
Pass.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Testerman?
Yes.
Mrs. Thurman?
I say yes, and just remember, this is not our money. Their parent, this is money belongs to the taxpayers, so it's not our money. It's their children's money. Yes.
Mr. Wingate?
Yes.
Chairman Highlander?
Yes. Thank you. I would be remiss if I did not recognize we have one of our former board members and elected commissioner, Dr. Martin. Would you stand up and be recognized, please, sir? Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Any other elected officials I missed? Sometimes I'm tongue-in-cheek. And I was joking with my friend, Mr. Smith, if I was sounded crude, I do apologize, sir. That I probably did, but I apologize. Thank you very much. Any other business before we adjourn? We're adjourned. Thank you.
Well, you know, when you do something that sounds right, you just go ahead and apologize right there.